Hi, welcome to the MCB Community Update. I'm your host, Eric Joseph, Executive Director of the Audible Local Ledger, part of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network, or MAINE, which provides reading services across the state of Massachusetts to people who are blind or print disabled. The MCB Community Update will interview Commissioner John Oliveira quarterly, and it will speak with other members of the MCB to find out more about the services and support that MCB offers the blind community. We welcome feedback and any suggested questions that you might want asked. Now, here is this month's MCB Community Update. Hi, and welcome to this month's MCB Community Update. This month, we have our quarterly chat with the Commissioner, John Oliveira. Commissioner, how are you doing this month? How are you doing today?
Good morning. It's a great day today, weather-wise, and yes, the humidity is not bad, and the temperature is good. So it's great to be here with you, and looking forward to talking all about the different activities going on at the agency here.
Great. I know you got a lot going on. It's midsummer, but where most places would be going into a fallow time, you have a lot going on. Why don't you tell us some of what's going on at the agency? I know it's busy, so why don't you run through some of the programs and the really big news, of course, which we're talking about, is that move. How's it going?
All right. You are correct. It is a very active time, very active month of July here at the agency. So we have completed the move. All of our materials are over at the new address, 40 Broad Street, and staff is returning, managers and supervisors are returning back to the office, as many of the listeners know. The field staff continue to work visiting people in their homes and continue to telework from their homes and come into the office when needed for meetings and other sort of events that go on at the agency that require them being present. So the managers are starting to return in, and we are busy unpacking the boxes. Over 100 boxes were moved, and we're busy unpacking those and getting them into our laterals, all the supplies for our rehabilitation teachers, all the supplies for our orientation and mobility instructors, and our technology unit are being unpacked and placed in the places where they can be dispersed to the consumers by our staff. So everything is coming along well. New building is great. It's a very, very nice office space. It's in a quiet part of Boston, much quieter than our old office, which was very active traffic-wise and pedestrian-wise. But this is much quieter. Fewer cars go by, and when you go out on the street, and fewer pedestrians. The building is very much a smaller space than what we had at the other location. But right now, everything is coming together. We are able, if consumers need to come to the office, you can come to 40 Broad Street, and there'll be a security person on the first floor. That's not our staff. Those are employed by the building. They will direct you to the elevators, and you should go to the fourth floor. And there you'll meet a receptionist or someone that will reach out to MCB, and an MCB staff person will come to assist you. And that's the procedure. That's the procedure sort of that we had at our other building. But on this building, you're going to go to the fourth floor. And then someone there will contact our staff to come down and provide whatever assistance. It's always best to call the agency and or call your worker and let them know what you want or what you need, instead of dropping in unannounced. But that does happen. And this morning, it's happened twice already, when two individuals came in and were assisted by the individuals at the office. But we are able to take walk-ins, and but it is always best if we know that you're coming in and what you might need. We can have it ready for you when you get there and make your trip much shorter, or we can email it to you or mail it to you. Take care of whatever needs you may have. So that's our new location. It's a great space, and we look to be there for quite a number of years and continue to serve the community here in the Commonwealth. And we also have other things going on at the agency. Obviously, this time of the year, you've all seen the governor has signed the budget for our new fiscal year. And so our fiscal team and our managers and supervisors and support staff are busy working, getting all that data in to close out the pay the bills for the last fiscal year. And we're busy setting up new contracts for the new fiscal year, and also getting purchase orders in place to set up those services. So very active time, and that's the opening part. And like I said, the closing part is getting all those outstanding invoices in from the last fiscal year and get them to paid off so that we can go ahead and move on and focus our attention on this fiscal year. And that's also coming along, and it should be happening. Our fiscal team is very, very busy trying to keep up with everything. And so we're continuing to move forward on that. And if we're also are moving forward to our interns. So if you're an intern this summer, we will expect to see you at the closing ceremony in August at the State House. And we will definitely be there. That large turnout is expected. And it will be great to meet and say hello to many of the interns that we haven't touched base with this year. And again, it's our usual great location at the State House. And we have a great program. Our committee has been working very hard on that program to make it all happen and run smooth. And we are just about there, putting the finishing touches on things. So in August, we'll be doing that. Our employment services team continues to work hard on our education seminar for employers that leads to planning for the reverse job fair. And we're very busy, very busy. And of course, the White Cane. I can't forget the White Cane. And again, another large event for us at the State House in October. So committee is still working hard on that and putting all the finishing touches on that so that we can be ready to roll that great event out to you folks in October. So yes, we are busy, and lots of other things too, a little regular day-to-day operations going on, and staff is working hard. But if anyone is interested in reaching out to us, obviously mcbinfo@mass.gov. We're monitoring that email constantly and are responding and getting issues addressed. And our phone number, do not forget our phone number. It's 617-727-5550. That's our main line. And if you have a question or trying to reach someone and you can't reach them, but at this point, you should always ask when you see your or talk to your worker at the agency, ask them for their mobile number. That is the best way to reach our staff at this point. Reach them directly. But if you can't, that number is always there, and we always have someone answering that phone. It's 617-727-5550.
Well, congratulations on the move so far. Hopefully you're settling in and everything's going well with that, it sounds like. Can you let me know, is it easy to get to? I know that your last office was centrally located. Is this right near easy transportation? Can people get off a subway or a bus and be right near your office?
Yep, we are. We always make sure that our office is close to public transportation. So the aquarium, the aquarium stop is the closest one.
Great.
Taking the subway in, but also you can get there State Street. We're only a couple of blocks from State Street, so you can take the train there. There's also buses that go there and drop you off. You'll have to walk a block or two. And obviously we have space for that the ride, people using paratransit are using. And it's pretty easy for Uber or Lyft to find the address. Just tell them 40 Broad Street. It's right on the door, clearly visible. and they'll be able to find it without any issues. So we are able to to reach out to many various different ways to get there, and that's always what we strive for when we're looking for a new location at the agency, that it's within walking distance of some form of public transportation.
Great, great. Well, thanks for the update, Commissioner. That was very informative. You are very, very busy. And again, congratulations on the move. It sounds like it's gone smoothly and did not have interrupted service. You were able to keep that going, which is not easy to do. I've moved in a company before. It's disruptive, shall we say, to schedules. There's no doubt about that. But I really appreciate you being here with us today. Next month, folks, we're going to have, he mentioned the employment services piece of MCB, and next month we have Carol Collins, who is an employment services supervisor. So be sure to join us next month. And Commissioner, thanks for your time today and the information. I can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you very much, and thank for the listeners to coming in and catching this program. And we're here to serve you, and please feel free to reach out to us again, mcbinfo@mass.gov. And our phone number is 617-727-5550. We'll ring in the Boston office, and we can certainly assist you.
Thanks, Commissioner. Bye.